120 employers and staffing agencies were offering entry-level career positions to qualified applicants. A long line formed at the Department of Navy security booth where Major Joe Clark was recruiting Federal Guard officers with a starting salary of $2,800 a month.
It's a GS-5, step one, so it starts roughly a little over $18 an hour. If they stay with the position, eventually they could see becoming a police officer, and then they'll be sent to a law enforcement academy. If they keep going and we keep having openings for it, they become sergeant, lieutenant, captain, major, just like every other police department.
The top salary for a federal police major is about $7,000 a month, plus 25% cost of living allowance and retirement eligibility in 20 years. 19-year-old Micah Wong Lau is applying for that guard officer job because he has the required Air Force training, experience, and veterans hiring preference.
I went to high school in Kōkō. I graduated 2017, and I actually enlisted while I was in high school. The basic training was 2 months, and then the police school was 3 months. In my team of 115, we had 11 people quit. From when I was a little kid, I always told my mom I wanted to be a police officer. Both of my parents are in the military, and they gave me that opening. So I'm excited. Can't wait to get started.
The minimum qualifications for federal guards are U.S. citizenship, no criminal history, and driver's license. 21-year-old Chelsea Kara'ang grew up on Maui and graduated with a bachelor's degree in business administration and marketing. She's looking for a long-term commitment and career.
And I graduated this past May, and I'm very happy with how hard I worked, and now it's time to look for a job and pay for rent and all those adult kind of things. Money is definitely not my main goal, but it will help me to support myself so that it's a balance.
Kristen Alm Kamakahi is a human resources manager at a staffing agency. She says there are entry-level career opportunities with large Hawaii employers, but job seekers should keep an open mind and be prepared.
Show up a little early to the interview. Research the company. That's huge. Make sure you look them up online, know what they do. Look up maybe who you're going to meet with, see what they do at the company, and come with questions, you know, either about the specific position or about the organization that shows the company that you have an interest in wanting to learn more about them.
Meanwhile, for those interested in compensation, according to a CNBC study, the highest paying entry-level job for a college graduate is as a commercial real estate loan officer with a median annual salary of $76,000. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.